בוקר טוב, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח.
So, there was some request to learn some Torah Shebichtav, which is obviously, you know, the way it should be, according to the Rambam, especially a person has to, the Rambam doesn't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. A person has to actually focus some energies during the day on Torah Shebichtav. So, in doing so, I decided, I think Kohelet is a great idea, because it's full of Divrei Chochma Musar, from the Chacham Mikol Adam, who went through everything, and there's a lot of, it's an unbelievable way to get both Torah Shebichtav and Musar in one shot. So let's see what he says. Divrei Kohelet ben David, Melech Birushalayim, Kohelet is obviously a reference to Shlomo HaMelech, different Perushim. Rashi says, either because he was Makhil, he gathered all sorts of chokhmot. Another place in Mishle, Shlomo HaMelech is called Agur bin Yake. He was Oger. He collected chokhmot and then he gave them to other people. Or anything that Shlomo HaMelech ever said was done behakhel, was done in, you know, in a big congregation. That's how he said over his Divrei Chokhmah. Melech Birushalayim, Yerushalayim was the Eir HaChokhmah, Ki Mitzion Tetzeh Torah, Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Havel Avalim Amar Kohelet, Havel Avalim Hakol Havel. So the Gemara actually speaks about this. There are seven languages of wantonness or nothingness or, you know, just nonsense. Everything, says Shlomo HaMelech, is everything I lived through is nonsense. Havel Havalim, the epitome of nonsense, says Kohelet. Havel Havalim, epitome of nonsense. Hakol Havel, everything is nonsense. So he spoke about it, he says, seven times in this pasuk. So, מה יתרון לאדם בכל עמלו שיעמול תחת השמש? What is there? What is the benefit of all the work that a person can invest under the sun? He says there's really nothing to it besides for the Torah ומצוות. Now, there is a... He says there's no reward besides for the Torah itself. Why? Because... Here, Rashi brings, Rashi says, "V'yirtachat haShamish, tmurat haTorah sheikruya or, sheneimar v'Torah or, kol amal shu machlif bo et aisek haTorah masachar bo." Why does it say "tachat haShamish," under the sun? What's that a reference for? Anything that you work for besides for Torah, there's nothing that you get. There's nothing that you get from it, because anything that you do to substitute Torah eventually is not going to be matzliach. Yeah, so. That's one perush. Another perush, tachat hashamish. There's no benefit for anything that you work under the sun, but things that you work for over the sun. What's over the sun? Shamayim, shmei shamayim, olamot ha'elyonim. Over there, that's where the real reward is. Shlomo HaMelech is wondering about things that people work for under the sun, but over the sun, which is the Torah mitzvot, bevadai, there is plenty of reward for them. Next thing, says Shlomo HaMelech, dor holech, ודור בא, והארץ לעולם עומדת. A generation comes, a generation goes, but the world always stands. Which means, so there's two things over here. First of all, Shlomo HaMelech wants to point out the obvious fact that no one's here forever. Although people like to feel like that, but, you know, Baruch Hashem, you know, there is, the coronavirus reinstated that feeling of nobody should be too comfortable. Don't get too comfortable. That's number one. What are you saying, Aaron?
Why is the door
left,
the door above? Wouldn't it be first
generation
comes and then it goes?
No, because who's older? The generation that goes. The generation that passes away, they're here first. So first, they overlap. The generations always overlap. So who's the older generation? The one that passes away, and the one that just that comes in, that was born, although they overlap, so they're staying, while the other ones are dying. Now he says, והארץ לעולם עומדת. Shlomo HaMelech is giving major divrei musar. Rashi HaKadosh says, what does it mean that the world stands forever? That's Pashut. Of course the world stands. That's why HaKadosh Baruch created the world. והארץ לעולם עומדת, says Rashi HaKadosh, unbelievable. ומי הם המתקיימים? הענבים הנמוכים המייגעין עצמן עד לארץ. כעניין שנאמר, והענבים ירשו ארץ. Which means, only those who make themselves like the earth. Dirt, dust, low. Those are the people that are going to stay forever. What do you mean, not physically stay forever? But their legacies will stay forever as a result of their anava. All Gdolei Yisrael, all the leaders of Am Yisrael that were ever chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu were only chosen, especially because of their anava. Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen because of his empathy and his anava. Vayish Moshe anav me'od. The shevach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him in the Torah is his anava, and those are the people that are like the aretz, like the earth, that remain forever. Says the pasuk writer, hey, v'zarach ha-shemesh uva ha-shemesh. The sun will rise and the sun will set. Uva ha-shemesh, the coming of the sun, is a reference to shki'ah. Ve'el mekomo shoef zoreach hu sham. And to the same place where it started, that's where it shoef, which means it yearns to get there and rise again. That's a reference to the same thing as the generations. Everything Shlomo HaMelech is saying is like a galgal, is like a circle. It's one big elliptical action, just like the generations. The sun is the same thing. And after, what does the sun do all day long? I mean, that's what appears to us. Obviously, physically, it's not that way. We hold like the heliocentric theory. But at the end of the day, what does it appear to us that the sun does? The sun rises and sets. And what's it trying to do? It's just trying to get back to the same point that it was at the beginning of the day. It just wants to rise again. So its whole journey across the sky was to do what? To get back to square one. He says that's what people are also. Yeah? Kadosh Baruch Hu told Adam Rishon, Ki afar ata, vel afar tashuv. No matter what you do, you're coming back to the same place that you were created, that's where you're going to go. The only thing is, hopefully, the avodah of a person in Olam Hazeh is not only to get back to point, to ground zero, but you got to take something with you. By the time you go back to the dirt, you want to take something back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, that's the point. Because otherwise, what's the point? We didn't have to go through 70, 80, 90, 120 years of going through everything and all the trials and tribulations of life to be created from the ground and go back to the ground and nothing. Ma'asinu, right? The sun wants to get back to rise for the next day. Person has to try to get back to point, to ground zero in order to rise again on the next day. So, says Pasuk Vav, Holech el darom, v'sovev el tzafon, sovev holech haruach, ve'al svivotav shav haruach. Which means, very interesting, we spoke about this actually in the Gemara, brings this Pasuk and expounds it in Masechet Eruvin, about the way the sun goes, the way the sun travels across the sky. Remember, the sun travels from east to west, but it's not in a direct line from east to west. The sun goes in an elliptical motion, which means that it goes across the sky. As it's going from east to west, it's going in a southern motion. It's towards the south. Holech el darom, v'sovev el tzafon, which means it's traveling from east to west through the south to the north. Sovev holech haruach. Now what's this going on? Over here, ruach doesn't mean wind. Ruach means direction. This is the way that it goes. Rashi says, Rucho shel shemesh, the direction of the sun. Kmo el asher yesham haruach lalechet, ve'al svivotav shav haruach. Which means, the same thing that it did yesterday, the same cycle that it made yesterday, is the same cycle that it's going to do today and tomorrow. So Shlomo HaMelech is saying what? He's just bringing ra'ayot from Ma'aseh Bereshit, that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world, chozer al atzmo, chozer al atzmo. Now, what do we have to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us also with some sort of routine, but there has to be, unlike the sun, that just has a routine and never changes, yeah? What do we say in Birkat HaLamana? Chok uzman natan lahem, shelo yishenu et tafkidam. Sun, moon, stars, they're in the same mesila. Obviously, it changes a little bit, a few degrees every day. That's the point, that's the difference between the seasons. But at the end of the day, it does the same thing. Now, another part of Ma'aseh Bereshit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, what's he trying to say? Everything gets to the same point. Now he's going to bring another raya, not only from the sun, what about the waters? Same thing. He says, here. Kol ha-nechalim holchim el hayam. All of these streams always flow downstream, towards the sea, towards the ocean. V'ayam enenu male. It never gets full. The sea never gets full. El mekom she'nechalim holchim, sham hem shavim lalachim. To the place that the waters go, that the streams flow to, that's where they always go to. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Here. Here, Rashi says, I'll read it to you. לפי שאין נשארים בתוכו, כי ים אוקיינוס הוא גבוה מכל העולם, שנאמר, אוקיי, ומאחד אדם שופך מלמעלה למטה, והנחלים הולכים במחילות תחת הערים האוקיינוס וחוזרים ונובעים. It goes into the ocean, and then from the ocean it spills out to other things again, which means it's also the same kind of cycle. וזהו, למקום שנחלים הולכים שם הם שווים, אף הרשע כל עומת שבא כן ילך. Which means, Shlomo HaMelech over here is talking about a rasha. All these things, which means what? The sun, the water, just goes in circular motions again and again and again. He says the same thing is true of a rasha. He's born and he dies. He's created from the dirt, goes back to the dirt. Nothing changes. He didn't accomplish anything in this world. That's mamash like the sun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the luminaries. That was their tafkid. Not the luminaries and the water never to change. Human beings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, especially Am Yisrael, you got to leave with something. A person who leaves this world just like water, just like sun, you just went through the motions. You went through the cyclical motions of Olam Hazeh, that's Rasha. Lama Ya'aseh Kacha? So he says, Shlomo HaMelech, ונעשה עוד פסוק אחד, כל הדברים יגעים, לא יוכל איש לדבר. Everything is, this is going back, Rashi explains this is going back on the first pasuk that on the beginning idea that he said, "Ma'itron, what reward, what benefit do you have for any work under the sun?" Now he says, "Yegeim" over here means batel, means nullified. Any kind of work that you do is going to be nullified. Lo yuchal ish ledaber, nobody's going to be able to say anything. Lo tisba'ayin lirot, the eye will never be satiated from seeing. No matter what you try to accomplish physically, materialistically in this world, there is never an end in sight. This is what the Gemara says. No matter what you have, and there's another Gemara that says, "In Adam niftar me'olam azev chatzita avato biyado." Person doesn't die from this world with even half of his desires. No matter what you try to accomplish, it's always null and void. You gotta survive. En manasot. It's part of the curse of Adam Rishon. But Shlomo HaMelech is saying, don't invest too much in it because it's all going to be batel umvutal. If a person switches, if a person substitutes the Torah umitzvot, the Chaya Netzach, with all of these mundane pursuits, he says it's all going to be null and void and you're not going to be able to accomplish it anyway. Tov, Zat Hashem will continue tomorrow.